And let's take just a few minutes tonight. I want to do this, and I'm going to go over to New Church here in a little while when we leave here. I said there's some grading and went on yesterday, and I didn't even know it. I've been over there this evening. I didn't stop yesterday evening because I said it wasn't going to work. Philippians chapter 4. Everybody settle down now. Do something with these babies. And make sure everybody can hear. That's what you're here for, is to hear tonight. Philippians chapter 4. Look at verse 11. The Apostle Paul said, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned." Look at that little phrase there. "I have learned." You know, man ought to learn something through life. You ought to be a little smarter now than you was last year. "I have learned, in whatsoever state I'm in, to be content." I really don't have a title for this sermon tonight unless it be Christian Elementary 101. What do you call it in the first grade? Kindergarten. We didn't have to go to kindergarten when I went to school. That's crazy. The devil took over and they changed it to 13 years instead of 12. When they kicked God and the Bible out. That's where that kindergarten has come from. Amen. That's right. We used to go to school 12 years. That's the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. They kicked God and the Bible out and made them start going 13 years. That's the number of rebellion. That's about 13 channels on your TV. That's what they always have. Now there's 295 channels. But there's originally 13 channels, the number of rebellion. I always wondered about that. Why 13 channels on TV? Why not 11? Why not 16? Just 13. Because that thing, boy, you know that thing come from. And when you go to kindergarten, I guess, I never went to kindergarten. And you never learn nothing past eighth grade that does you any good anyway. Don't tell these kids I said that. But that's about true. Now, some things you learn, but if you really learn how to read, and you really learn how to write, and you learn how to spell, I never had no trouble with any of them things. I never had any trouble reading, writing, or spelling. I could get words and I memorize them in my head. I don't ever forget how to spell something. I don't understand how people don't spell words right, like some people around here. Yeah, he spells them like they sound. That's exactly right. But those are elementary things. The first thing they teach you in school is how to read and write. You know, in first grade, you have them big old, you have a line here and a big old line. You make a big old B and a big old C and a big old D, 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 E, 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 F, 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 G, 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 H, 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 H. You make pages and pages of them things. You're learning basic elementary stuff. You learn how to write your numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You learn how to do that. That's just basic elementary kindergarten education. Now, tonight, that's good, and I'm all for that. But I'm amazed tonight that how some people have not got basic elementary Christian doctrine taught or believed in their life. There are some things that you've got to learn in life that are basic, just like your ABCs, just like 1, 2, 3. I mean, that's just the way they are. The rest of your life, you go by that number system you learn in kindergarten. 8 and 8, 16. 16, 16, 32. 32 and 32, 64. 64 and 64 is a big number. That's right. You're going to learn them. You're going to learn numbers. All right, what is it, 108? Is that right? Okay. If you can figure on your feet standing in front of a crowd of people, you're pretty good. You ought to try it sometime. It's hard to figure numbers when you're standing in front of a crowd of people. But anyway, those are basic things. Those are things that everybody ought to know. Now listen to me, girls. Listen. Everybody ought to know those things. It's basic. I will say, Paul said there's some things I've learned. And brother, you learn some things through life. It didn't take me long after I got saved. There was basic things you learned. Some of you ain't learned these things yet. Or you're like that little boy. He went to school one day, and back in the old days, you know, and old farmer's boy, and they was rough and come from an old dirty farm, right, and the little boy went to school. And the teacher sent a note home with a little boy that said, "Give this boy a bath, he stinks." And old mama wrote a letter back to the teacher and said, It ain't your job to smell him. It's your job to learn him. And that's what they used to say. That kid learn him something. How many of you have heard anybody say that? You ever heard anybody? That's an old mountain expression. Take that kid and learn him something. He ain't got no sense. Learn him something. Now, really, that's not good English. But the truth is, that's the truth. It ain't their job to smell them. It's their job to learn them. And so tonight, I'm not going to smell you. I'm going to teach you something. Amen? That's my job. And experience is the best teacher sometimes. And when you learn about something by experience, you really learn it. The study of the Bible is a postgraduate course in the richest library of human history. Do you know that? Experience has been described as compulsory education. The smartest people in the world are people that combine their education with a good Bible knowledge and have a touch of the Spirit of God on them. Smartest people in the world. They got life figured out and learn things that are really important. You learn a lot of things in life. I guess y'all know about my daughter Carrie. She's going to have another baby, I guess, in April. I guess y'all nobody knows about that by now. And you know, she'll learn some things from that first baby that she won't do with that second baby. Isn't that right? If you have kids, you learn a lot from that first. You never wake up your second baby just to play with it and see it smile. Not your second one. You do your first one. That second one, you say, leave it alone. Let it sleep. I'll play with it after a while sometime. You learn a lot of things like that grow up. You just learn common things. You learn that you can't sling mud without losing ground. Ain't that right? You sure do. You can't. If you point a finger at somebody else, there's three pointing back at you. A lot of people ain't never learned that yet. That's just basic, elementary stuff. Anytime you're pointing your finger at other people, there's three pointing back at you and one pointing up. Look who that's pointing at. You better watch that finger pointing stuff. If you're going to point one, point it here, right here. And you just learn stuff like that. You learn to keep your mouth shut off people after you've been through some stuff yourself. Now, all these people, I mean, a lot of people, they're real quick to judge everybody. Well, I'll tell you this, if that was my kid, you know, if he was my husband, we hear you. Keep running that mouth. You're going to find out one of these days. I mean, you'll hit bottom the hard way, and boy, you'll learn some things. You'll learn some things. You learn some things like Smith and Wesson beats four aces. Stuff like that, you know. Learn stuff like never play leapfrog with a unicorn. You know, just lessons that you learn going through life. And I want to say just some basic things tonight that we should learn. Ain't that right? Just basic things like your ABCs. You listen? All you teenagers, young, you go to junior high or high school, give me attention. Let me teach you ABCs tonight. Number one, you know what you better learn? You better learn that sin is deceitful. Sin will put up a big picture that looks good, but back behind that picture is there's trouble and misery and heartache. Sin is deceitful. Some young people ain't never learned that yet. You know what they'll do? They'll go home and they'll turn that TV on, and you know, here comes P. Diddy and Jay-Z and all them people on there, and they're driving their Cadillac Escalade, you know, and all that. And the young person thinks, cool, wow, I want to be like them. They're cool. You know what's wrong with that teenager? They ain't learned the ABCs yet. You know what sin is? Sin is deceitful. Sin will paint you a pretty picture, but it'll never turn out like you think it will. You'll see, I see these signs, you know, and you got this big old billboard about as big as this wall back here. And on this billboard, you got this guy here, and he's real good looking, and he's got him a beer. He's got a Bud Dumber in his hand. And he's got this Bud Dumber in his hand like that, because Bud, you be dumber if you drink it. Amen. It ain't going to make you smarter. And he's got his arm around this pretty girl, and he's sitting on a Corvette. And you know, now what's the implication? What's the message of that sign? The message of that sign is, if you go buy you a Budweiser, you'll get a Corvette and a pretty girl. That's the impression that you get. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you want to lose your Corvette, just drink Budweiser. Budweiser don't give life. Budweiser takes life. Say amen. Right there. This is elementary. This is ABCs. Drinking beer, drinking wine will get you in more trouble than you'll ever get out of in your life. You teenagers, listen to me tonight. All you boys and girls, that's why you ought to bring your kids to this church. They need to hear preaching like this. And I'm putting in a plug for us tonight. Listen, every one of these kids are going to be tempted. They're going to have friends want to give them some alcohol. Listen, learn it now. Get it through your head right now, kids. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to drink. Listen to me. I'm not going to turn it down. I'll say no. Let them laugh if they want to. They're the dummies, not me. That's like your ABCs. Amen. That's right, brother. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful in its promises. You know what sin's like? Sin's like a man fishing, and this man's fishing like this, and he's got this bait. Now, it's a pretty little worm, and this worm's floating around in the water like this, and all that. Well, that fish sees that worm. And that season says, oh boy, my lucky day, I'm starving. That thing fell off of a tree out there, and here he goes. And he goes like this with his mouth open. Ah, swimming right toward that little worm. And that worm, you know what he don't see? He don't see the hook. He don't see that line. That's why fishing line's clear, so they can't see it. And it goes up there like that, and there's a hook inside that worm, and the stupid fish don't know no better. And the fish says like this, he goes, and when he does that, he goes like that, and he feels it jerk, and he goes, wham! And boy, oh boy, that's like this, you say like this, you get this big bite of worm, and you get it in your mouth, and something jerks you out of the water, and you're going into the frying pan. That's the same way you teenagers, you go out here, you know, they say, hey man, you want to smoke some dope? Hey man, you want a bottle there? You say, yeah, you're just like this. What you don't see is the devil's got you like that. Go over here, bro, if you want to see them that got hooked. Go over to rehab tonight if you want to see them that got hooked. I take you some places tonight where you boys that ought to have better sense. You ain't learned your ABCs yet if you ain't learned that. They ought to teach you that in school. I get so mad when they have a commercial on TV. They have this little bitty baby about like that and Gary's got over there. Look at that little thing he's got right there. That is a little one, buddy. Listen, you know what? They take little babies like that right there and the mama's saying, honey, don't smoke. Honey, don't smoke. Honey, don't smoke. And it shows that your kids are never too young to talk to them about smoking cigarettes. I get mad every time I see that. You know why? Because they don't know about alcohol. Why don't they say your kids are never too young to teach them about drinking? Alcohol can kill 10,000 times more people than tobacco ever thought about doing. Amen? That's right. And I'm going to tell you better amen that tonight, because I'm telling you tonight it's deadly. It'll kill you. It'll get you in more trouble. It'll take your money. It'll wrinkle up your neck. You'll be uglier than you already are. And ready, I'm telling you, you don't need to lose much. And I'm going to tell you something this morning, seeing brother. You hear me? You hear me? You heard what I said this morning? You listen to me again tonight. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. A man is first startled by sin. Then it becomes pleasing. Then it becomes easy. Then it becomes delightful. Then it comes frequent. Then it comes habitual. Then it comes confirmed. The man is impenitent. Then obstinately won't repent. And then finally damned. Sin is deceitful in its appearances. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. Sin's not what it's cracked up to be. I know they put it up there like it's a great lifestyle. I know they glamorize it. I know they make it look good. Sin will always take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you're willing to pay for. I think they ought to take old Christina Aguilera and let her make a reality video. And here's Christina Aguilera, you know. Yeah, I got to tell them everywhere I go, you know. She says she's a genie in a bottle, but she's a hoe in a jug. But I'll tell you what, they need to take her, and they need to take old Christina Aguilera with the flu. A reality show. Here she is with the flu. She comes, she gets out of the bed. Her hair's all sticking 15 different directions. Her breath would knock a horse over. Shoot. Ooh. Her breath smells like puke. Where she's been in there throwing up all night. You got a finger blister right here. Genie in a bottle. Yeah. And she comes out, she's got on old wrinkly pajamas and a finger blister right here. And she comes out, you know, and she gets one of Britney's songs in. Oops, I did it again. And throws up. I mean, she's grabbing the commode like this right here. And she got the commode. And they ought to have it on the video now. And she's got the commode like this. She's going, chunks coming out of her nose that are sort of orange with gravy on them. That's right, brother. Amen. Tell it like.
like it is. Ain't that right? That's a real picture of real life. And see, the devil knows. No, sir, boy. She's out there and got them garter things on, you know, and them lips painted up like a Jezebel and all that makeup. She's Lady Molly or some fool face like that. No, they'll never show you what it's really like. They'll never show you the backside of sin. The devil never show you the back of that billboard where that old boy's beating his head on the floor somewhere in rehab and lost his Corvette and lost his pretty good and lost all that stuff. My daddy, some of y'all remember my daddy. My daddy didn't know how to read and write. And he made up songs. He used to go around the backyard singing a song. And I'll never forget, I remember he'd be working in the backyard. And he'd sing like this. He'd sing, I have an old gray mule to ride. My pretty woman left me, and my old gray mule laid down and died. That was a song, man. That's all I ever heard of, is that right there? And I thought, boy, that's what the devil will never show you. He'll never show you. The pretty woman left him, and his old gray Corvette laid down and died. And I'm going to tell you tonight, that's what sin will do. Sin, you've heard me give the illustration many, many times before, but we have young people here tonight that maybe never been here before and need this. So y'all bear with me. You understand why I'm doing this. You understand? You bear with me. I remember, we'll forget old Billy Kelly. Billy Kelly went to a big old heavy preacher. I mean, he weighed 400 pounds. He's about as big as this table right here. Seriously, his back was that wide. And old Billy Kelly, he went and visited the hospital. He loved to eat. And he went and visited this old woman that was about dead. And she was in the hospital, and he sat down there like this, and she was out in a coma or something. And he sat there for a little while, and he looked, and there was a big bowl of peanuts. And so he couldn't resist it. He reached over and grabbed one of them peanuts, ate it like that, swallowed it. And you know, if you eat a peanut, it makes you want another one. You ain't just one. So he reached over and got him another peanut and chewed that one up. He reached over and got another one. And while he was waiting on her to wake up, and he ate the whole bowl. And finally, Grandma roused up there a little bit. And she turned around and said, hey, preacher. He said, Mamma, boy, it sure is to see you feeling better. She said, thank you for coming to see me, preacher. He said, ma'am, I hate to tell you, but I have sat here and I have ate your entire bowl of peanuts. He said, I'm sorry. I eat every one of them. She said, that's all right. And I took my teeth out. I can't eat them. I just chocolate it off of them. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, God, they're already in you. What are you going to do then? And you know, that's a perfect picture of sin. It is, man. That's a perfect picture of sin. That's what the devil does see. He puts all that, you know, the devil's already sucked the chocolate off of it. You just eat it. That's right, brother. That's right, brother. And I'm going to tell you tonight, sin is deceitful. You say, I ain't never heard preaching like this in my life. You've been going the wrong kind of church. That's your problem. I'm going to tell you something, brother. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. Let me tell you what sin will do. They said the devil promised Eve a lot. He promised her he should even be better off. But that's never true. Listen, girls, teenage girls, sin offers light but brings darkness. Sin offers truth but brings error. Sin will offer you smiles, but it'll bring you tears. Sin will offer you companionship, but it'll bring loneliness. Sin will offer you health, but it'll bring sickness. Sin will offer you life, but it'll bring death. Sin will offer you a dove, but it'll bring a raven. Sin will offer you wealth, but it'll bring you poverty. Sin will offer you success, but it'll bring you failure. Sin will offer you peace, but it'll bring war. Sin will offer you rest, but it'll bring a turmoil. Sin will offer you good, but it'll bring bad. Sin will offer you freedom, but it'll bring you slavery. I'm a preacher. I get a lot of times to see the other side of sin. You see it going in. We see it coming out. You see it out there. Everybody's at the party. Start the music, let's dance. You just see the front door. We see them coming out the back. We see them laying in the hospital and in the abortion clinics and crying themselves to sleep at night and wonder if they got AIDS and dying without God and without hope and misery. Let me tell you something tonight. Are you listening to me? You'll say, I'll say this till I'm dead and gone, Lord willing. Sin never has made anybody happy. Sin won't make you happy. You may think it will. You may think, boy, if I could just do this, I'd love it. But sin will not satisfy. Sin will not satisfy. It never has made nobody happy. And it ain't going to make you happy. sin never has made no man happy, and it ain't going to make you happy, sir.
You think, well, boy, if I just, I'm a married man, but if I just had that little floozy down at the bank, or if I just had that little huzzy over at the grocery store, boy, I'd be happy. No, you wouldn't either. That sin never has made anybody happy. Never has. You think, boy, if I just had that car, I'd be happy. If I just, if I could just get drunk, I'd feel good. Yeah, you might feel good for a little while, but buddy, you're going to crash, and you're going to feel worse than you did before you went up, because sin did satisfy. Sin never did make nobody happy. Sin will lie to you. This is ABC stuff. You need to get this through your head. Every time you start sin, remember, this ain't going to make me happy. It might be fun. You might have fun, but you won't be happy. Especially if you've been preached to and know the gospel and the Bible. You're ruined for life. Because you know better. That's ABCs. Hey, something else you better learn. God is faithful. You can depend on the Lord. Say amen. You can depend on the Lord. My Redeemer is faithful and true. I've been saved a long time now. And when I first saved, I remember thinking, boy, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. This is pretty hard. I thought, I'll never make it. And the devil told me I'd never make it. And the people told me I'd never make it. And my friends I went to school with told me I'd never make it. My friend said, old Danny got religion. He ain't going to last 2 weeks. He'll never stay in church. I know. He ain't going to make it. Here it is all years later, and I'm still going. You know what? My Redeemer is faithful and true. Some of you sitting here tonight, you may be going through the hardest time of your life. You may be going through one of them times where you feel like you just can't make it. But back when you was little, you got saved. And back when you was young, you trusted the Lord as your Savior. And through all the mess you've been through, and through all the junk you may still be in tonight, there's somebody carrying you through it and watching over. Think of all the times you could have died. Think of all the times you could have got killed in a car wreck. Think of all the times God, you could have just fell off the end of the earth and died. But the Lord was taking care of you. The Lord had His hand on you. The Lord had His blessing on you. Buddy, I don't deserve it, but my Redeemer is faithful and true. I got thinking about all the times I've preached. I have preached thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Somebody said one time, said, hello, Danny. Oh, Danny, is he still a-going? Yep, he's still a-going. Somebody said, he's still preaching? Why, Lord, yeah, man, you think I'm crazy? I ain't never missed a lick preaching by the great God. And by the grace of God, I don't intend to. I'm telling you, my Redeemer is faithful. He's true. I'm glad you can depend on the Lord. The Lord will be there when nobody else is there. The Lord understands when nobody else understands. He's there when nobody cares. He's there in the night hour. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't seem to get a blessing, He'll be there. Hallelujah. That's just ABCs, man. He's always there. He's always there. I mean, when the brethren ain't there, He's there. I mean, brother, when your Christian friends can't be found, you can find the Lord. Amen. Amen. He's faithful. I'm telling you what, brother, He's faithful. I've had things happen to me. There ain't no way it could have happened and been an accident. I can't even tell you the stories that I have witnessed. And I'm not no person of great faith or nothing like that. Sometimes I look back and I'm just amazed at how God's worked in my life. And I know I don't deserve it. That's what blows my mind. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve one of His blessings. And I look back and I say, well, the Lord did this, and the Lord did that, and the Lord did the other. And sometimes when you're going through what seemed like the hardest time of your life, that's when God's really working and you don't even realize it. You don't see it till you get down the road somewhere. And you look back and think, Lord, have mercy. I was flipping my lid and worrying myself to death, and God was taking care of it every single day. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. Boy, we ought to be encouraged tonight that our Redeemer is faithful and true. You can count Him, brother. You can count on Him. I'm telling you, I read the story some time ago, and they had this, I read it in a book, I didn't see it on TV, but they had this story on that show, Unsolved Mysteries. They said it's amazing. In March the 1st of 1950, a little church up in Beatrice, Nebraska, the little country church, had choir practice every Saturday night.
at 7:30. Every Saturday night at 7:30, just a very small church, the choir had members. Now, you know, they had about maybe 15 or 18 people in the choir. And every Saturday night, that little church would have choir practice. Well, one cold March morning, evening, March the 1st, 1950, usually they started getting there about 7:15, and the pastor would come and make sure the heat was on and turn on the lights and everything. But for some reason that day, the pastor had gone home to eat supper, and he was going to be running just a little bit late. His wife and daughter, another wife and daughter who was going to come, her dress got some junk on it and had to change her dress and iron her one, and it made her late. There was a sophomore girl, 10th grade in high school, had a big geometry test on Monday, and she just could not get away and stayed home. There was another sister, there was two sisters actually, whose car would not start that evening. They could not get the car started, so they missed that evening. They called the geometry girl to come and get them, and she said she wasn't going, so all three of them missed. There was another lady who dropped by her mother and got to talking, and it made her late. Another lady was going to write this letter to somebody, and she stayed home, said, "I've got to get this letter wrote," and she stayed home, wrote the letter, and made her late. And she said, another man said, "I just felt lazy." Another man started talking with someone, made him late, and the piano player was going to come a half hour early, and fell asleep, and she didn't make it. The choir director tried to wake her up, and he couldn't get her. Two high girls was listening to a radio program, and they was all late, and at 7:25, the boiler misfunctioned, and the building blew up. And they put that on TV. They said it was a miracle. Every one of them late at the same day. What a blessing. I'm telling you, our Redeemer is faithful. Andrew, I've told you before, I got saved. I started preaching when I was 19. When I first got saved, some of you 19-year-old boys, y'all need to get with it. If you're 20 and 21, 22, 23, 24, you're old stuff. You're old. You're about too old to try to do anything for God. You need to get on the ball. Listen, I was pastoring a church. I was preaching revivals when I was 19. All over the place. Revival meetings. So come on, boy. Don't say, "Well, when I get a little older, I'm going to do something for God." When I was 19, I was down on the floor praying. And I remember praying on the floor. And I've been out of school for 2 years. I got out of school when I was 17. And I was down praying like this, and I said, "Oh, God, help me today. I just love you. I just love you. I just love you. Lord, I just love you." I mean, I didn't have nothing to confess. I was right with God. I was on shouting ground, and this boy's face just popped in my head. I didn't know this guy. I knew he was sort of a nerd at school. Never talked to him. I knew his name. That's all. I hadn't thought of this guy in 2 years. Popped in my head plain as day. I said, "Where in the world that come from? I don't even know that guy. Never talked to him. We just sort of made fun of him." Cool. Out of the clear blue. Now think about that. Somebody you ain't seen in 2 years, never, and you're down and praying, and their face pops in your head. I said, "Well, hallelujah." So I went uptown, and that was back in Marion when I used to have roses on Main Street. I don't know how many of y'all remember when they had roses on Main Street in Marion. That's where they had a little snack bar back there. You'd go down there and you'd order stuff. You'd just buy you a pair of socks and eat your milk drink shake. And ate your hamburger or whatever. And what, we'd go up there on Saturdays and fool around. Well, I went up there and walked in roses, and I just walked through there like this, just like something had a hold of me, pulling me. And I walked this way and walked this way, and right back there where the record stand was, you know, where they had music, and there stood that boy. And when I saw him, I went, "Whoa!" I said, "Glory to God! Lord, you put in my heart, and you led me. There he is!" I hadn't seen that guy in 2 years. Well, I said, "Man, you're going to get it. The Lord has sent me here to talk to you, boy." And I went over and I put him on the back and I said, "Hey, David. David, how you doing?" He said, Hey, Danny. I didn't even know how to ever talk to him before. And, buddy, I witnessed to him like crazy. I never forget that. You say that was just a coincidence? Whatever you want to say, brother. I would say whatever you want to say. I tell you story after story after story. I've told you before. I was up there preaching in Marion one time. We used to go up there and preach on the street. And back on the courthouse lawn, that's when everybody hung around uptown before they started building shopping centers. And everybody in McDowell County is uptown on Saturday. I mean, see anybody, that's where they's at. And we go up there and preach every Saturday. And one day, it was a Monday, and there wasn't hardly nobody in town. And it was a holiday. No, it wasn't a holiday, but it was like right after all day or something, just dead, day uptown. I got prayed up at home, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to go up there and preach by myself. And if you really want to try something, go street preaching by yourself. I've done it a bunch of times, and it's scary. It's scary with somebody, but it's a lot scarier by yourself. But I thought, Lord, I'll do it. I'll go up there and preach. So I took my Bible. I went uptown. I walked out. I got down a little hole there. There's some steps to go down in the courthouse. Down underneath there, we'd go down in there and pray. And I'd say, oh, God, fill me with the Spirit. Oh, God, give me a message. Oh, God. And I went up to us, and there was not one soul. There was nobody walking. I didn't see one car coming. I said, the Bible says, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. Repent. My voice was echoing down Main Street. Wasn't a soul out there. Now, street preaching to most people looks crazy to the people up and walking up down the street. But if there ain't nobody walking up down the street, it really looks crazy. You look even crazier when there ain't nobody out there. Every preacher ought to preach on the street once in a while. Amen. All in the Bible then. And I was out there just preaching my head off. The Bible says, repent! There was about two cars went by, and nobody, I thought, nobody didn't hear this. And about 2 days later, there's a man stopped me up telling me. I said, what? And he said, what'd that cop say to you the other day? He's right beside you right now. He's in this room. Is it scary? I'm going to say another thing or two and I'm going to quit. I didn't know nothing like I thought I was going to go tonight. But I'm going to say one more thing and I'm through. Eternity. You better learn this. It's like the ABCs. Sin ain't what's cracked up to be. You can count on God. Eternity is a long time. A long time. I've heard Dr. Ruttman say Bob Jones Sr. said he's walking down the road one day and this great truth struck him. And some of you young people here tonight, this ain't never hit you just right. This is ABCs. This is stuff you are when you're that high. I've taught my girls this their whole life. He said this great truth struck him. He said, I gotta live forever somewhere. So I better start learning how to live. Are you listening? Them people on MB, they ain't learned that yet. Them dumb heads ain't learned their ABCs. They think you're just going to live on and on and party on. I got to live forever somewhere, so I better start learning how to live. Did you know a million years right now you're still going to be alive in heaven or hell? Did you know 100 billion years from now you're still going to be alive? You can think, you can talk. Just like we can right now, it's a whole lot better. You're going to be in heaven or hell. If you was born right here, and this was zero, and this right here, you lived 100 years. People say, boy, I want to live a long, healthy, happy life. I want to eat healthy so I can live a long. Lord, if you live 100 years, it ain't this long. Look forever, never, 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 never. What if you do live 100 years? Big deal. It'll be over with real soon. I think the old... Remember that old preacher we used to go hear preach? Brother Akers, he was 116 when he died. I preached when he was 114. Yes, sir. I heard him preach. Y'all remember him, don't you? Man, he preached like 75 or 80 years. His wife, she was a lot younger than him. She was 80. 40 years younger than him. He'd done wore out too, and they died. And he married this 75-year-old. And she would stand up and read the scripture for him. And he would preach. And I reckon she's 80, and he's 116, and stand up there and read the scripture, and boy, he'd preach something for 45 minutes to an hour. And everybody thought, Lord, wouldn't it be great to live that long? But he'd been dead now for years. He's in heaven right now. You know, we just can't get it through our head. Man, you're going to be in heaven and hell a long time, buddy. This life is short. And yet everything we do, most of what we do, is geared around now, 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 now. Me, I, car, house, clothes, food, job, marriage, home, family, boyfriend, girlfriend. Listen, brother, this ain't it. This ain't it. Way out yonder's it. I have the privilege, the last week and a half, to get to be in church every night. Thank God. Now, we had some pretty weather the last 2 weeks. There was a couple of evenings I thought, you know, it'd be nice to go on a picnic or go up on the parkway or do something like that. And I like to do something like that about once a year. But you know what? I look back over the last week and a half now and I think, I sure am glad I spent it for God. Because see, now it's gone. It's on record. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to say, Lord, all them days I tried to do something for you. And when we get to heaven, we're going to look back and see all the time that we just wasted on stuff that don't even matter. I've got a lot to answer for. And I dread it. A man that's not saved. Come on, Miss Nessie, come and play. A man that's not saved is out of his mind. Because he forgets that you're going to burn in hell for billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of years. And you're only going to get to live in sin for 60 or 70 or 80 at the most. It's just simple ABCs. When kids go to school, they learn A, B, C. You ought to learn this stuff and get it through your head tonight. You ain't going to sin and get away with it. You can count on the Lord. And you're going to die and you're going to be dead for a long time. Never, 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 never. You need to get your heart right with God tonight. If the Lord has spoke to you through anything that I've said, if God has spoke to you, anything I preached tonight, if you felt a little bit of conviction, I would not wait another day. We don't know when our last day is going to be. I'd get right out of my seat. And I'd be down here at this altar repenting. Saying, Lord, I just want to get the basics, elementary Christian life.